With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is meeting with Pennsylvania teacher imprisoned in Russia, whose release he helped secure. Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, negotiated a deal with the Kremlin to release Mark Fogel. Fogel was arrested on charges of bringing medical marijuana into Russia in 2021. The American teacher was released from the Kremlin's custody on Witkoff's plane. While meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House today, President Trump gave a blunt warning to terror group Hamas about the Israeli hostages it still holds.
The two in another week, and then we do four in 3 weeks. No. They either have them out by Saturday at 12 o'clock or all bets are off.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump reverses a Biden administration directive on drinking straws.
Among the torrent of executive orders President Trump has signed,
we're going back to plastic straws. These things don't work.
Reversing a federal push to paper straws, which he really does not like.
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation.
A Biden administration policy aimed to phase out federal purchases of single-use plastics, including straws, from food service operations, events, and packaging by 2027. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Department of Government Efficiency is cutting nearly $1 billion from the Department of Education. Officials announced they terminated 89 contracts, 29 grants. Will cut about $900 million total. Since the creation of the Department of Education in the late 1970s, student test scores have declined each and every year, while money allocated for the department has increased each year. This is SRN News. Montana lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The state Senate has voted to remove all legal protections for doctors who help people take their own life. Assisted suicide is not exactly legal in Montana, but it's not wholly illegal either, with doctors currently able to claim patient consent in court if they're ever sued. The legislation approved by the state Senate would end that. It now goes to the Montana House. Pro-life advocates say assisted suicide preys on the disabled, mentally ill, and elderly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Boxing Association says it will file criminal complaints against the International Olympic Committee in the U.S., France, and Switzerland. The IBA says that the Swiss-based IOC allowing two males to fight females in last year's Paris Olympics may serve as grounds for criminal prosecution. The Russian-led boxing body cites an executive order on so-called transgender athletes issued by President Trump to justify that criminal complaint. This is SRN News. Tulsi Gabbard, one step closer to becoming the top U.S. intelligence official. Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate on Monday advanced a nomination for Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence toward a final confirmation vote later this week. She won by a 56-42 vote after winning support from reluctant GOP senators who feared she might be too lax toward security breaches after she refused to describe former NSA contractor Edward Snowden as a traitor for his massive document leak. Gabbard is expected to win confirmation later this week when the Senate holds a final vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
Department of Education takes another step in advancing the Trump administration's new policy for sports by asking the NCAA and a key high school sports organization to restore titles, awards, and records it says have been misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. More details at SRNnews.com.